Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batts with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. For some time, I've puzzled about snake catchers. What I've learned from Jeremy is that there are a number of venomous snakes you need to get to the hospital. The better thing is to avoid them. So when you see a snake, especially an eastern brown snake, a great one, a little one, or a red-bellied black snake, and there are a variety of poisonous snakes here, you call a snake catcher. And they're very bold, and they usually have their pictures taken by when they're picking up the snake by a tail, keeping it away from them in some magical fashion. I think of them as snake whisperers, because it sure looks dangerous to me. Well, it turns out it is dangerous. Jeremy, finally, we have a snake catcher who is alive, I believe, but has been very badly damaged. He's been bitten 5 times. Was this all at once or in the course of several hours? What happened to him?
Well, actually, John, this was over the course of some extended period, because who we're talking about is a fellow named Tony Harrison. He's a Queensland snake catcher, and he has apparently been bitten a record 5 times by great eastern brown snakes over the course of his career. Now, the news articles tend to suggest it's only been in the past year and a bit that he's actually received all 5 bites. But the fact is, John, he's actually broken an Australian record now to have 5 snake bites and survive. Now, Tony is a licensed snake catcher. He's one of the frontline guys that are getting in there, rescuing people from these great eastern brown snakes as they get into Brisbane homes and into properties. So he is somebody that can actually work with snakes. And I guess it's no surprise that he's been bitten. But the fact is, he's been bitten 5 times with injection of venom, which is, I think, the key part to this story, which means he's actually had to go through an accident and emergency. He's had the anti-venin, and he's had to have critical aftercare every single time, and he's lived to tell the tale. But as I think the news article suggests, Tony may be considering or reconsidering his career path right now, because I can imagine, John, after 5 snake bites, your body's probably starting to give up, and I think the 6th one will unfortunately be the one that does him in. But you know what? Tony seems like a hardy guy, so maybe he'll go for that 6th.
We had an early spring, and that means the male snakes are fighting over the female snakes. Are there more snakes than you're used to?
Oh, incredibly more. In fact, the Facebook pages just for my local area are showing snake sightings once or twice a day now. Most of them tend to be Great Easterns, definitely Great Eastern brown snakes, I should say, rather than the red-bellied black snakes. But they are definitely on the move now. And while we have been talking for some months about snakes being sighted and snakes being around much earlier, this is actually their natural breeding season right now. So this is where we expect to see them. But because we've already seen a lot, what we're starting to see now are numbers that we've never seen before. We're seeing more and more and more, more beyond what we expected. So honestly, they are out there. They're getting worse, not just here in Sydney. There's a lot more in Queensland as well. And we really do look down when we walk. We just don't know what we're going to tread on.
Jeremy, the snake season that we're living through right now, does it ebb or does this stay with you till February?
Basically, it will stay with us until February, although sometimes what we see actually is when we get very hot temperatures, so I'm talking about 40 degrees Celsius, which is about 110 plus, the snakes themselves do tend to slow down with their breeding. We do tend to have lesser snake sightings during those hot periods, but I dare say what we're likely to see, because we're expecting to get temperatures around 35 degrees this summer consistently, so they're going to be warm but not warm enough, we'll probably see this right through to February. So there won't be a reprieve. But also too, I might add that last February we thought that was the end of the snake season, whereas it actually went through to about early May. So honestly, John, I think the reality is this is going to be with us probably till at least May, or even I dare say June.
Does anybody talk about culling snakes?
They don't really. Basically, it's because we get so many different snakes and everybody is so focused on the brown snake. That's all we're looking for right now. And it's only because they're so dangerous, that's where we actually are, you know, looking at them.
So we're not talking this is something you've learned to live with. It's not, even though there's more snakes than usual, nobody's thinking this is impossible, I can't live here. You don't run into a snake every 50 feet. I'm trying to measure this because I'm looking at these photographs you send me, and it looks like you shouldn't even cross the lawn.
Well, it is a little bit like that. And I actually do have friends, honestly, John, that have moved from country areas back into the city, partly because of the fact that they used to get so many snakes on their property. And at some point, you do basically give up and you do not want to have to deal with them. When I go out, when I take the dog for a walk in the morning, I am constantly looking out for them. And I am used to them as long as I know where they are. But the problem is snakes are very wily. They do tend to hide in the most unusual places. And they do tend to jump out at you when you least expect them. And they don't need a lot of grass to hide in. So we do learn to live with it. We do, as you said, sometimes it's every 50 meters there is actually a snake. It's whether or not you see it or not is another question. But this is something we deal with. But unfortunately, they are still a protected creature. There's nothing you can do except call the snake catcher out, who ironically then has to release it into another area somewhere else, normally a long, long way from civilization. But the snakes are everywhere, and unfortunately, us humans, we're just having to live in their environment.
Jeremy Zakas, the snake whisperer in New South Wales. We're going to turn to the great anxiety of England versus Australia in the World Championship match. Now, it's already happened. There's an ending to this game, but I'm going to read here the build-up. Big picture, can England spoil Australia's semi-final push? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.